Grease.com, code inside STL. If you want a clean, comfortable shave for less money, then the move is Harry's. I can speak firsthand to it. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who are fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. And what you get with Harry's is an ergonomic handle. That's a weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. You get all that from Harry's. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to Harry's.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's Harry's.com, code INSIDESTL.
It takes 4 essential ingredients to brew Bud Light: barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's some sound effects of bottles opening. Here's to the beer you can always count on, brewed to be America's favorite light lager, Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Dad was a Bud Light lineman, or is a Bud Light lineman.
Yeah, he was. He was BLL.
Yeah, yes, he was.
Eddie McVeigh here from Maggie O'Brien's. The next time you're downtown for lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, please come see us. We are open 7 days a week and are a premier spot before and after Blues and Cards games, as well as all concerts downtown. I look forward to seeing you and truly appreciate your business. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next to us.
So the Bud Light lime, he was drinking the Bud Light lime, and I'd wake up the next day and I'd have a contract signed for some sales deal. That's how I always got Hoosier in this.
Doug Vaughn here. My friends at Bertarelli Cutlery are carving out great deals on knives, cutting boards, butcher block tables, and food processing equipment. Bring your own knives to 1927 Marconi on the Hill, and they'll sharpen while you shop. The craftsmen at Bertarelli can also sharpen lawnmower blades, chainsaws, hedge trimmers, swords, and axes. Oh my! That's Bertarelli Cutlery at 1927 Marconi on the Hill.
Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com. For details.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise into Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Buying a home should be one of the most exciting times of your life. Don't let that experience go sideways by working with the wrong mortgage lender. Choosing the right lender is just as important as choosing the right house. At the Home Loan Expert Office, we will get you pre-approved the day you call in and walk you through the entire process to ensure a perfect closing. If you're even considering buying a home, get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
You know, when you grab a woman's breast, it feels like a bag of sand.
What? What? No, it doesn't. Unless she had really inexpensive implants and there's sand, then it would feel that way. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 25th edition. Hey, 6 days away from Halloween. The October 25th edition Opinions Playhouse is brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. Matheny Heating and Cooling. The good news. The good news for people who live in St. Louis or St. Charles County is, hey, that's where they're licensed. The bad news for people who are not there is, hey, that's where they're licensed. St. Louis and St. Charles County. We'll talk about Matheny after this.
Hey!
Stop the music. Stop the music. Yep. Stop the music. Oh, stop
it. Yep, yep.
You know, this is like... This is like driver's ed. No, I'm serious. And you're the student.
I know.
And you let the clutch out too fast.
I did.
The car jerks and lurches and kills the motor. Yep. And you know what you did wrong.
I know.
It is a lot like that. And I'm like the driver's ed teacher. And one time my driver's ed teacher, who was gay, he got mad one time because I almost got us killed. He says, I'm not doing this to get killed by you or anyone else. So it reminds me a lot of that. You just let the clutch out a little too fast, and now let's just pick it back up, and people will forget that ever happened.
But we were all saying, hey, and he at least hit a scream.
What do you mean he at least hit a scream?
Ah,
what does that mean?
When we were going, hey, so the guy went, ah.
So you're taking up for it?
No.
Okay.
No, I would never do that.
This is where it gets ugly. Just start the music.
Hey!
Guys, again, at the control board, direct from Birmingham, England. Birmingham, England. All right, stop the music. Stop the music. Stop. No, you're asking me where it is? No, stop the music. Stop. Just stop everything.
No. There it is. It was in the background.
No, it's playing. No.
I'm not pressing it. Look.
No, but I just said stop.
I know, but I wasn't touching it and it played. Right,
ladies and gentlemen.
Remember what Daffy Duck would say when this was going on?
Make up!
This is weak. No, you know what? I've had people say I'm too tough on you. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe you're more nervous than if I just let this go. So I'm going to just let that one go too, and let's do it again. Here we go.
Hey!
At the control, now that's a little, there you go. At the control board, is my mic up now the way it should be?
Yes.
Okay. At the control board, direct from Birmingham, England. Wow, look at that. It is Trevor Limey Phillips. Say hi to your mom and dad.
Hello, mom and dad. Sorry for that mistake.
Well, how embarrassed they must be. You know,
they probably told
their friends, hey, our son's on the radio, and he has mastered the controls. And then now their friends are listening. Go, is that your son? No, we got the wrong station. We have the wrong station. That's not our son. Now, normally, not in the counterclockwise rotation, but he is today because he's in the studio. It's the one and only, the man who someday, very soon, will be able to say he has been everywhere, Bill Cleveland, who will be doing his segment live from in the studio. Bill, how are you?
I am fabulous. Hello, everybody.
And Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
I only had a brain.
With his trouser mouse.
Yes, I would like to say hi.
Say hi to your sponsor.
Oh, yeah, I would.
Pull your zipper
up. Hold on, stop the music. Yeah. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. If you've been wondering or trying to think about when you're going to retire, you can have Mark and Jason give you a complimentary look at your portfolio. They are with Stifel, member SIPC, NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com.
We're going to have to smooth that out, too. That's still...
You want to try that again?
Well, no, you just still sound unsure. And well, you're the broadcast professor.
I know.
And I got a suggestion for Limey for the Dan thing. I'm serious.
Okay.
When I say Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse, you hit... And then if I only... Right behind it. Let's try it. We'll try it.
Okay, sure. Okay. Yeah.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. And right away, right in the...
I only had a brain.
No gap.
No, do it again. No gap. Do
it
again. No gap. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
I'd like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason.
And now, if he still wants to be part of the show, Tim Woodburn, who is a...
Nope. I did it wrong.
No, you didn't.
No, you did it right.
That was good.
When I say... Stop it. Stop. No.
Mary Tom!
Why does it seem like week one? We went through this. When I say Tim Woodburn, you hit that and then take it down, and I'll go, he's a private investigator. Let's try it again.
Well,
if he still wants to be part of the show, Tim Woodburn is with us. That's right. He's a private investigator by morning and late evening, and in between, he's with us, doing our news, among other things. Tim, how are you?
I swear to God, I once had a PI client talk about your driving test. He told me one time, he gave me some money, he said, I got to go take my daughter a driving test. I said, why is that so big a deal? He goes, well, a year ago, he took her on a test, and she wrecked the car so hard that the airbag came out. He was in the hospital for 2 weeks, and he wouldn't get in a car with her for a year. He was going that night to go take her on a driving test.
Wow.
Oh. That and story
I'm
makes
guessing
me cry.
She had to retake the course. Yeah. That's how you fail. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
There you go. Phoebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also kind, Ian.
And the guy that I just felt like I should give half an hour to, or whatever it was, Darren Yates, who wrote a really creative email, and I thought, hey, maybe he'll be really entertaining. And, he was in here, and a rat boy did something nice, though, to make him feel better. He presented him with a, it's not a golden microphone, it's a microphone. What is this made out of?
Cheese.
Made out of cheese, a cheese mic. That's very nice. The rat boy's very thoughtful. He's very thoughtful. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limpress and the All Born Orchestra.
I like the makeup. I like the makeup line.
Makeup.
That's a good rehearsal.
I know.
When did we do the real
show?
That
was smooth.
I had no idea what was wrong with me
smooth.
Today.
Smooth.
No idea.
It's only 20 after the hour. We're kind of done with the intro.
You know what? We all have those days. We do. You just have more of them. Other people. Bill Cleveland is right around the corner. I came really close this morning. My daughter left today to go back home, but she woke up at the house this morning. She says, Dad, are you going to turn the heat on? I went, no. It's like a holdout. It's how long can we go? So what was the upper 30s or something out where I live?
What was the temperature in the house?
It's 62. Whoa, 62 in the house.
Cold.
That's when it, cold. When it hits 60... I don't wait for 59. 60, he comes on. Heat's going to be coming on pretty soon because I looked ahead and I saw some cold weather. But I'm not worried. And I'm not worried because you know who services our heating and air conditioning system? I'll tell you who it is. It's Matheny Heating and Cooling, but you already knew that. They've been doing this for years for us. Now, I know that any day, any year, I know what's coming. They're 19 years old, and one day they're going to say, well, it's like the doctor coming out, and he takes the surgical mask off and goes, well, I'm sorry, there was just nothing more we could do, and inform the family that grandpa's gone. Well, one of these days, they're going to walk out and shaking the head no, going, sorry, we just can't keep it running anymore. It's over. And then I know exactly who I will go to have a new system put in. Same people. Same people that pronounced this one dead. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Serving St. Louis and St. Charles counties. Businesses and homes. No business too big or small. No home too big or small. All makes, all models, all types, all sizes, all ages. Doesn't matter. They have really good people who know what they're doing and are trained to work on all of it. Old stuff, new stuff. High-tech stuff, low-tech stuff. Matheny, you're going to like them. You're going to like them a lot. Make one appointment. This is not a lot to ask. Next time you have to call somebody out, you got to call somebody anyway. Call Matheny if you live in St. Louis or St. Charles County. And then I'm going to guess you'll never want to call anybody else. MathenyHeatingAndCooling.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo,
that's
Toronto,
not Bill's voice. That's Johnny Cash. But he's singing the song Bill hopes to be able to sing pretty soon. And that's I've Been Everywhere. Bill Cleveland is brought to you by Window World. Window World is the largest selling replacement window in the United States. And for lots of good reasons. If you want to... Oh, give them a call. They'll come out and give you a free estimate and bring a window for you to look at, jump on, step on, stomp on. You'll see how strong they are. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Here is Bill Kleplin.
Thank you so much.
Hello, Bill.
Hello. All right. So this week we've been talking about things to do in Los Angeles. I heard, you know, the Los Angeles Dodgers are in the World Series. I thought that might be a good segue.
Yeah, and it was
it's hot. 100 degrees.
Over 100
103.
Degrees. Yeah, pretty wild. So these are some things this week that you can do in Los Angeles down in Southern California. We talked about the Hollywood sign. We talked about seeing a television show yesterday. So I thought I would throw in some odd things that you can do in the Los Angeles area. So here are five of them. The first one, I had never heard of this until today. The Museum of Death. Did you know such a thing existed?
No.
The Museum
of... Wait. That's when somebody is going to...
something.
Oh, my God. Well, that's when they're going to back up and start over. That's a skipping needle.
There's no time left for me to back up and start over now.
Well, you are really having... You know what? I actually feel sorry. You're having a bad day. Is everything okay? Did this girl dump you that you were dating?
No.
She will after this. Is she listening? I hope she's listening today.
I'm just going to turn my mic off. I'm not saying anything for the rest of the hour.
Are you under... Are you under additional pressure? Did your mom say, like, hey, I'm having some ladies over. We're going to listen to you today?
I have no idea.
That's okay. You know what?
His mom doesn't talk like that. She's American.
Oh, that's right. She doesn't have the accent.
Limey.
Yeah, right.
Limey.
Makeup. No, she doesn't have the accent. Does she not have the accent?
No, she's American.
Okay.
Sorry, Mom, I let you down.
She said like this. Hey, I'm going to have some ladies over. I want them to hear what my son does. Maybe that's pressure. Maybe that's... Don't worry. You know what? Don't worry about it. It's one day.
Thank you.
It's one day, which means you have one more day after this. I'm sorry, Bill. Go ahead. Museum of Death.
I think this show just died a horrible death right here.
Oh, but the show can go in the museum.
There you
and
go.
Over here, we have the show from October 25th.
Does Frank have a star in front of the museum?
All right, so the Museum of Death. These are things, odd things in Los Angeles. So it's the largest collection, part of the art, the museum, the largest collection of serial murderer artwork.
Now you're talking.
There you go.
Nice. Now you're talking.
Including body bags, execution devices, autopsy instruments, and I thought this was actually sort of interesting, the Heaven's Gate cult recruitment video. Do you remember those people?
I do. In San Diego.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they all wore Nikes.
Yes.
That John Wayne Gacy was a nice artist too. He could the child killer in Chicago.
They're all a lot of clown stuff.
It was really attractive. So.
All right, the other one, number two here on my list of five, the Bronson Cave. Have you ever heard of this?
Nope.
All right, so this is in Griffith Park. It's actually almost directly underneath the Hollywood sign. A lot of people hike to it. It is actually a very famous cave. Everyone, maybe not Limey, has seen that. I guarantee you have seen this cave. Do you have any idea why you would have seen it?
It has to do with something, movie or TV.
Yes.
Batman?
It is the Batcave.
Hey, it is? Right.
Yep, it is the Batcave. It's where they drove the Batmobile out of the cave, and you can actually go in there and hike up to it. All right, the silent...
I don't think I'd care to do that.
Just walk up and go, hey...
That's where the Batmobile drove out of.
You can hike throughout the park, but the cave is part of that hike.
Okay.
All right, the Silent Movie Theater. This opened in 1942 to keep silent movies alive. So once a week, they still show silent films, and a guy will sit there and actually play the organ while you're watching silent movies.
No, thank you.
I knew you wouldn't like that one.
Do you remember The Artist, that movie a few years ago?
Yes, horrible.
What a big deal they made out
horrible.
Of it. All the movie snoots acted like it was so good. Here's how you know it was horrible, and I said it was horrible at the time. Who do you know that goes back and watches that again?
Mm.
Rents it. Nobody.
All right. You may have gone to this place. The biggest freak show on the planet, Venice Beach.
Yes.
Have you been to Venice
Beach?
Yes. And I don't even really know how to describe it other than...
freak show.
Walk
freak
along show, the yes. beach, and you will see. You won't even believe what you're seeing. The freakiest of freak people.
People swallowing fire or stepping on glass, you know, shards of glass, or it's just everywhere.
A guy with no legs doing things you can't believe he can do. It's like a circus.
Yeah, and it doesn't cost you anything. You can just go observe. It's pretty interesting. All right, number five. This may play into sort of the Halloween thing. We've got this coming up. You can actually stay the night in Janis Joplin's hotel room.
Stop it.
Room number 105. It's at the Highland Gardens Hotel.
Yes.
This is where she died of a heroin overdose. She lived there for a while. Died of a heroin overdose at the age of 27. You can stay in her hotel room.
You know what would be better? If you could somehow buy a special permit, just a special permit, where you could go in there and overdose on heroin.
Oh my goodness!
Now you're talking.
Mm. She was a four on her hottest day. Why would anybody want to do that?
Because she was supposed to be a rock icon.
Oh, yeah. Kind of thing.
Ugh. To the hardcore rock people.
All the,
I don't
all the,
get it either.
Gross. Like Hendrix, that she was 27. Hendrix was 27. Was
Amy Winehouse was 27, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Jim Morrison.
Yeah, Jim Morrison was 27. They were all 27 years old.
Something about this 27.
Yeah. All right. If you'd like some more road trip ideas, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com or you can follow me at Facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad. And I am Bill Cleveland on 590 The Fan.
No. Oh. I'm Bill Cleveland on the,
I get a little confused because I'm really not on the road. I'm here with you right now.
But that's your signature sign. I'm on the road and on 590.
Okay. Try it again. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Don't be confused.
Because you know you are on the road. You just stopped off here. You're still on the road. You're always on the road.
Yes, sir.
That's Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, windowworldst.louis.com. Please give them a call. Please tell them your A, M, and the B. I had a guy who sent me, and I forwarded it to the Window World guy. This is a first. He sent me an email, and he had made a video in front of his house with the Window World guy there, and he's showing me the window. I've never had any listener. It was really clever. So I sent it to them, and they shot me an email back and said, well, this is a first for us, too. We just don't generally have customers videoing one of our guys out at the house, the salespeople. So thank you, Stu, for that video. Larry Connors will follow us at 6 o'clock till 8 o'clock. A couple of things he'll be talking about tonight. He will take phone calls, I would imagine, the first hour about this ridiculous political correctness issue, like the thing you heard us talking about this morning, about the corn pops and the artwork on it, and middle school students who are now some big deal about them singing a song about picking cotton or something. Also, the story of poker star Phil Ivey, who's been accused of cheating. That's
wow.
That's pretty interesting. And Larry will have a tribute to Fats Domino. Larry Connors, USA, 6 to 8 o'clock every night. He follows us. I normally don't pay a lot of attention to things that are running when we're not on the air ourselves, but I heard Tory Lanez do traffic brought to you by the DEA.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. They have a budget?
Could have been a PSA. Well, it's sponsored. Yeah, traffic sponsored
I
by the DEA.
I think they have a budget for advertising.
But it's actually turning in old prescription drugs and things like that. That's the whole gist of it.
Now, do you do that? I mean, really?
No.
Do you do that? Nobody does that. Nobody, you flush them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that that's what you're supposed to do, but that's what you do. Just throw them in the toilet. And I'm not going to say anymore because I don't know what I'm talking about, but I just don't think most people do. It's like batteries. I got rid of a bunch of AA batteries last night. I didn't put them
in the toilet.
No, but I didn't.
There's syringes, too. It's not just pills.
Right. Okay, syringes, I get that. But batteries, they go, don't put them in the trash. You know where my batteries go? In the trash.
Right.
Dan, do you remember two or three years ago, I went on the air and I said, I believe the whole recycling thing is a bunch of BS. You put one barrel out and they pick up one day. And the other, I remember that guy called, he goes, let me tell you, I worked in the pickup industry for one of the big companies that goes around. He said, you're exactly right. It just all gets dumped in pretty much the same place.
Yeah.
It's a joke. Yeah. It's a way to charge twice. We charge for this barrel this day and this barrel the other day. And I don't doubt that. This morning, on the morning after with, do you think those guys have a problem with who I mentioned first, like Tim
McCurry? No, I don't think so.
Doug Vaughn, Jim Hayes, or if I say Jim Hayes or Doug Vaughn.
No, I don't
the
think
orders,
so.
There,
I don't
order
think they
there.
Do.
No. Did you know who they had on this morning? And I'm in the car with my wife, and I'm listening to an interview, and this woman is a terrific voice and so listenable and a football genius. It's Lisa Ann. Do you know who Lisa Ann is?
No.
Don't act like you don't know.
I don't.
You know?
I remember.
Tell
I
who
know
she is.
Of Lisa Ann.
Tell them who she is.
She is a sports reporter, I believe, for ESPN that had a stalker a couple of years ago release
those.
No,
that's Erin.
Is that Erin Andrews?
Lisa Ann is a major porn star. Lisa Ann is one of the biggest.
The one who retired.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now I know.
Sorry.
Mommy's listening, and he didn't act like you wanted to know. Lisa Ann is probably as big a porn star as there has
ever been. She's huge.
Her Wikipedia bio reads as follows.
Okay.
Lisa Ann is an American sports radio personality and pornographic actress.
Yeah, well, I got news for you.
but all in the same sentence.
Let's reverse that order, because her claim to fame is lots of porn. And they introduced her, I thought, wait a minute, Lisa Ann? Because I had heard Howard Stern. You don't think she's good looking? Hang on. Hey, Tim just showed me your picture and made a face. You don't think she's hot?
You wouldn't? She's 45 years old. I like my porn stars about half that age.
Okay.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, you know, go around the room. Who likes them 45?
And I have seen her. I have, and I'll just state it out loud, I have watched porn. Okay? I know. That's a shocker.
What kind of show is this?
Everybody in this room has watched porn. In fact, 95% of the people listening right now have watched porn. Don't you dare say you've never watched porn. I do believe 5%. I believe there are a few of those really holier-than-thou buttoned up, would never look at porn. I would never smoke a cigarette. I would never drink a beer. I would never look at porn. Okay, but for most people, they watch porn. Lisa Ann is a big porn star. If you were listening to her and did not know that this morning, she was very bright, intelligent. Now, the reason I say that is when I think of porn stars, I think of somebody kind of
ditzy
and dirty and, yeah, not bright at all. And I don't know how to describe. Would you ever marry a porn star, a former porn star?
No.
Okay, so right there, there's a stigma. And why? Well, why? Because she is what?
Honestly, I think I would probably... I don't think I would be able to not think about it in the back of my head, her being with so many other men. And, I mean, if she had retired, maybe, but if she was still in the industry, no.
I don't care if a woman had been retired 20 years. I'm not ever going to marry a porn star. There's too much baggage, too much that can come up for your kids, too much of everything. Mm-hmm. Yet, I never think of them as intelligent, but there's this Jenna Jameson or somebody who had an empire, made a fortune, ended up owning a big film company, and it was a great show and a great interview. And they did talk a little bit about that industry. And
when is she coming on this show?
See, that's the problem. I would only want to talk about porn. Oh. They could talk sports with her, right. And she.
I can talk sports.
Let me tell you something. She knew some stuff. She really is in. She knows
all sports, or just football.
Baseball, football. No, she knows a lot about sports. So if you missed it this morning, probably as big a porn star as ever, Lisa Ann. I also think of Pam Anderson, but she's not really a porn star. She's like Kim Kardashian. She had a video that got out there.
Yeah, I think
but
she
I
was
still
more,
think of her skanky.
She was more the exotic model, and then she really hit it big when she went into WWE, I think.
Who? Pam Anderson?
Yeah, she used to
she
be.
She hit it big when she went on Baywatch.
True. I'll give you that.
And she hit it really big when her boyfriend Tommy Lee released that video of the two of them.
That was a stolen
X-rated
video.
Yeah.
He didn't release that. That was stolen.
Is that the one that was on the boat?
The housekeeper stole the video.
Wow. Thank goodness she did.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. I've seen it.
It's a nice boat.
Yeah, I don't like people who act like they've never looked at porn or never. Now I will tell you this: I mentioned cigarettes. My wife has never smoked a cigarette, never, not one cigarette. Never, I've never had a cup of coffee ever in her
life.
And
she doesn't eat peanut butter and jelly, right?
She's never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Wow,
isn't that something? About out of time here. I just want to say I'm the proud owner of a brand new chainsaw. It's out in my car right now. I didn't mean to buy it. I took a leaf blower in that crapped out on me, and I'm standing there and I see a chainsaw for $179. I said, I'll take it.
Why?
What are you going to do with it?
I don't know. I live in the woods. I'm just going to start cutting some stuff down, just little branches. It was a neat looking chainsaw. So now I have a chainsaw.
Oh, be careful. You're not going to become a jihadist with it.
No. But now I have a chainsaw. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh,
that's nice.
The guy goes to an airport, and if you've been in airports at all, some are much nicer than others. Some are much more high-tech than others. And he's in, I mean, an airport that has just had a whole new concourse section finished, and it is the latest, greatest, state-of-the-art everything. He walks in the men's room, and he sees things he doesn't even know what they are. They're slots and holes and things, and he sees a like a hood kind of a thing, and there's a sign. It says, step under this hood and get the greatest haircut you've ever had, a robotic electronic laser guided haircut. It will study within seconds the shape of your head. And the whole sign explains it. $2. So he thinks, well, what the heck? He stands under it, puts his money in, and pushes the button. He steps out and looks in the mirror. It's the greatest haircut he's ever had in his life, and it took 45 seconds. All laser guided. Whew! There are a couple of slots just above the floor where the baseboard usually is. Several of them in pairs. It said, world's greatest electronic laser guided shoe shine. 75 cents. So he pushes his feet in there, swipes his credit card, pushes the button, pulls his feet out, glass, mirrors, ice, like liquid paint on his shoes. They're so shiny. Two slots, again in pairs, in the wall about waist high. Place your hands in here for the world's greatest manicure. 50 cents, only takes seconds, laser guided. Puts his hands in, swipes the card, pulls his hands out, perfect manicure. And then he sees a hole in the wall, just about private area high. And there are several different ones for different guys of different heights. And it says, put your manhood in here. I just ruined it.
Oh. What?
I just ruined it.
This is where you could use the needle.
It's just a hole. It's a round hole.
Oh.
It says, something your wife never wants to do. 50 cents. So he unzips his pants, and he puts his member, I like that word, in the hole. Something your wife will never do at home. 50 cents. And as almost as soon as he puts it in there, he pulls back and just screams. And looks down, and there's a button sewn on the end of it.
All right, let's check traffic right now. Here's Tori Lyon.
Traffic is brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Accident two right lanes northbound 270 before Ladue, and an accident two right lanes northbound 270 north of Dorset. Southbound 270 stacks up Olive to an earlier accident before 55. Accident southbound 170 on the ramp to eastbound 64, and a crash wrapping up westbound 64 at Lake St. Louis. As the road you travel changes, so do your insurance needs. Talking with a Farmers agent can help you assess whether you're ready for the journey ahead. Find an agent at farmers.com. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light: barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's the sound of barley malting. It's super quiet. Sorry. Here's to the beer you can always count on. brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the Blues games this year? Well, you need to head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. During all Blues games this season, enjoy your favorite urban chestnut pints for only $2. Don't forget that the beautiful DB's ladies serve their full food menu until 2 a.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays and Sundays till 7. I recommend their Wingy Wingy or one of their signature half-pound burgers. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the St. Louis Blues.
Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com. For details.
Hey, football fans, we're almost halfway through the season. What are you waiting for? MyBookie.ag, an industry-leading website with real Vegas odds and incredible player props, is back with our 100% bonus for just one more week due to popular demand. That's right. Have you been thinking about placing a pick all season but haven't manned up yet? Well, it's time to make your move. After Sunday's kickoff, you can kiss that bonus goodbye. To top it off, this week has the most exciting baseball of the year. Don't wait. Join MyBookie today, and you can still get a 100% bonus for the last time this year. Act now before it's too late. Put your sports knowledge to the test and start winning big. Visit MyBookie to claim your 100% bonus. Use promo code RADIO or call 844-900-2387. That's 844-900-BETS. Or visit online today. Don't miss out on your last opportunity to collect the industry's biggest bonus. Bet with the biggest. Bet with the best. Only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots, never leave.
Make Hot Shots your home for Blues hockey all season long. Blues fans can enjoy Bud Family products and Jack Daniels on special during each game, along with Slapshot deals for Tarasenko tea, Pareko bombs, and Blues sampler appetizers. Don't forget, if the Blues score five or more, Hot Shots legendary tacos are only $1 the next day. Hot Shots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and home to Blues fans for over 25 years.
Let's go out where it's hot. Hot, 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 hot baseball. 103-degree baseball. That's hot baseball. Southern California is where he resides, and the Coachella Valley is brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns is a restaurant. Smokehouse is the market next door. They're both closed on Monday. It is a terrific restaurant and smokehouse.
Have you had the fried green tomato appetizer there?
Yes.
It's so heavenly it's sinful. It's like it couldn't even taste that good. It's so sinful. Crab meat on a fried green tomato.
French dip.
Unbelievable.
Well, let's just say everything on the menu. That's why the parking lot's always full, and you will need reservations for dinner. They are open for lunch. And, of course, they're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards. Never forget. Gift cards are a great idea. Manny Guns in the Smokehouse. And now here's Mike Evans.
Hi, homie.
Oh, boy.
What is that crab on what?
On a fried green tomato.
I love fried
A breaded meat. Fried green tomato with crab meat on top of it.
I love fried green tomato.
Is that what it's called?
Well, we don't know what it's called. That's what it is. Just fried green tomatoes, I guess, with crab.
Boy, someone have that when I'm there in a couple of weeks. That sounds fabulous.
Hey, what's that in the background?
Television just popped on. I'll give you $100 if you can tell me what I'm watching.
Porn?
The Price is Right.
The Price is Right.
The guesses are porn.
Anybody
want to
guess? $100 $100
Replay the Dodgers game last night.
I'll give you a few seconds of it. Ready?
Yeah.
It's a Western?
Old he tries one. It again.
We're going to get our guns.
What is it? Because we don't have a lot of time. What is it?
Bonanza. Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers. Whose real name, Leonard Sly.
That's right. All week long, the pop quiz question has to do with celebrities who hate. Today, name the name of the celebrity who really hates his father. Says his dad is violent, deserted him and his mom, a thief, a liar. Who's talking that way about the daddy? Steve Martin, Eminem, Matthew Perry, James Spader. Answer in a minute. Broadway news, Bruce Springsteen is fabulous in his one-man show, however.
And there's always a however in life.
The highest priced tickets are not selling the way they were when it first went on. It is official, Michael Moore's one-man show on Broadway has opened, has closed, has bombed.
Good.
But he's taking it on the road. He will be in St. Louis in January.
Do not care.
Sports shorts. Sports shorts.
Yeah.
There was a 2-on-2 basketball pickup game matching up Denzel Washington and Justin Bieber versus Kanye West and Drake. And it wasn't even close. Bieber and Denzel put the smackdown on West and Drake. Oh, I thought that was good, too. Colin Kaepernick shopping a book, got $1 million for a book he says may destroy the NFL. The more I hear about Kaepernick, the more I dislike him. And he's demanding that he get to be a part of the owners. The union, the players' union, and the owners' meeting next time they meet.
And he's probably let him.
Demanding. Former mobster John Gotti has a grandson, John Gotti III, and he insists people call him the Hitman. Yeah. That's because he's in the UFC, hence the name The Hitman, and his first fight is a cage fight. It's Friday night. It's on television. The Hitman, John Gotti Jr. III versus Johnny Wild Child Adams. You know, if he is good as a UFC fighter, I bet he makes a lot of money. John Gotti's grandson, if he's successful.
Can't hurt.
Marketing and souvenirs and I think it'd be good for him. Big breaking news from the Journal of American Medical Association, the JAMA. Men, listen up here. Yep. According to them, just out last week, men who do a sauna 3 or 4 times a week, your chance of heart attack drops 22%.
Whoa! Wow.
A 4 to 7 sauna session, 4 to 7 sauna sessions a week will cut your heart attack chances 53%.
What's the difference between a sauna and a steam bath?
Sauna is dry. Steam is wet.
Right. All right. I didn't know the difference. I don't.
Odds and ends when Britney Spears. Las Vegas contract ends. She may retire for a few years. Take her kids, finish raising the boys in Hawaii, and then come back and resume her career.
Well, I was hoping that.
Britney Spears. Part-time, party-time deed. George Clooney will flip the bill for what he says is the biggest Hollywood Halloween party ever. At George's Beverly Hills mansion, he's going to pay $500,000 to throw this party.
When you said party time, dude, 2 days ago, for the first time ever, I watched Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Oh, I had never seen it. It was fun.
It's a good movie.
It was fun.
Oh, awesome movie.
And Sean Penn.
Who ordered the pizza? Right here, dude.
Oh, my. I didn't realize he did that whole thing before, Keanu Reeves or anybody.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Hand.
It was really pretty good.
Oh, it was a good movie.
Yeah.
Good movie. Some hot little blondes in that movie, too.
Phoebe Cates.
Yeah.
There you go. And you're a little late calling me, so I'm going to say, and finally. Nobody to blame but yourself, Franco. Oh, I got a question for you.
Sure.
How about them Dodgers, homie?
Yeah.
Dodgers win! Dodgers win! Dodgers win!
You know how much, if you wanted to buy a ticket to the Dodgers game tonight, I'm on the StubHub site right now, Mike. You know how much you can buy a dugout club seat for right behind home plate right now? Right now.
I'll say $10,000.
No, it's only $3,100. I thought it would
really?
Be more.
I would have thought it would be more.
The Cubs seats went for way more last year than the Dodgers seats.
Yeah, I thought it
would be more. Dugout box, $3,100?
Yep.
That's cheap.
Mm-hmm. Mike's all over that. He'll be there tonight.
I might do that. Not. So who's the celebrity that hates the daddy? Is it Steve Martin, Eminem, Matthew Perry, James Spader?
Ooh.
What do you think, Lyman?
Well, we already know that Marshall Mathers hates his dad because he ran out on him when he was a kid, so I'm going to rule him out. I'm going to pick an odd one.
What did he say? What did Lyman say?
Why would you rule him out if he hates
him? What did you just say? It doesn't make sense.
Well, he said that his dad was abusive, right? But he ran out when he was a baby.
He hates him.
Yeah, he hates him. I'm going to go with Steve Martin.
Who's he talking about?
Eminem.
You going Steve Martin?
Yeah.
All right. Bill?
I will say Matthew Perry.
Oh. Dan?
I was going to go Matthew Perry.
Well, the answer is Eminem.
Tim and I left the mom and the family several times. Tim and I didn't even get the guess.
Yeah. You just threw it right out there.
Who do you think, Tim? Explaining his answer when he has his head up his buttocks.
No, he said Marshall Mathers, which is Eminem.
The answer is Eminem.
Okay.
You know what? For one week, Limey is suspended from answering the pop quiz question.
Oh, come on.
No.
He's having a bad day. Yeah, he's having crazy. A bad day.
You know, he's a lot of answer. Up. Yeah.
All right. Wrap it up.
Was that it?
I didn't say
anything, and I was going to throw something out there, but he said John Gotti Jr. the third.
Well, he drinks. He drinks.
I know.
And Limey, by tomorrow, he won't even remember he said that.
No.
You're not time out on anything. He won't remember any of this. He's in a wine stupor right now.
Watching Roy Rogers.
Yeah. Watching Roy.
What a life.
What a pathetic life he lives.
Isn't that almost true? I mean, he goes home, cracks open a bottle of wine, and watches Roy. Who does that?
What do you think he watches Roy Rogers? What do you think he's wearing when he watches Roy Rogers doing radio shows? Like, he's in skivvies
or bunny
slippers?
Shorts, usually, I would imagine. It's warm. And that was Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. For those of you who have never been there, I hope you can make it sometime for maybe a special occasion. And the Smokehouse Market. Pop in there when you're out there, too. You'll find things you don't find anywhere else. They're east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley and closed on Mondays. Gift cards. They sell thousands every year. Not a bad idea. Window World ranks highest in customer satisfaction with windows and patio doors. That's a quote from J.D. Power. That J.D. Power, that seems to be the go-to, you know, Chevy commercials, that guy with all the Chevys and the J.D. Power. J.D. Power at some point this made, if there is a J.D. Power, himself the ultimate credible, I guess, decision maker and who's good and who's not based on the surveys they take. There are only two windows with a good housekeeping seal of approval. That's not many, because there are lots of windows. Window World is one of the two. Qualified Remodeler Magazine, which is a well-respected industry publication, ranks them number one in windows sold in this country. 14.5 years, that's all they've been around. 14.5 years. Almost 50,000 homes in St. Louis have Window World windows. Lifetime warranty covers everything. Parts, glass breakage, labor. Everything. Double strength glass. Have them come out, give you an estimate. Have them bring a window. They'll bring it out. You can look at it, hit it, stand on it, jump on it. You're not going to hurt it. Free in-home estimate and 15 months, same as cash financing with approved credit. What else do you need to know if you're looking for windows? And this is the season where you're going to find out whether or not you need them, because that cold air, you'll feel it coming in. Window World Windows. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots, never leave my side.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Whenever you see a police officer, you thank him or her. Would you do that? We'd appreciate it. We'll be here tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Larry Connors. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, KFNS.